好 welcome to our very first lesson, very first episode of pronunciation course. I'm sure that you are very, very excited to start your journey with Smart Mandarin. So before you start, I want you to relax and sit back and watch this video and learn with me because in this lesson, we're not going to talk about something super difficult or something really fancy. Today's goal is to make you get familiar with our pronunciation system. So, I would like to show you some vocabulary, some word of Mandarin Chinese, and I want you to use your instinct. Remember, your instinct, because you haven't learned any sound of Mandarin Chinese, right? Use your instinct to pronounce the word that I give you. Now, let's get started. If you see this, two syllables, okay? How would you pronounce it? I'll give you some time to think about it, all right? Just use your instinct. How would you pronounce this vocabulary? You might be thinking, what is this? This means pot stickers or pan-fried dumplings in Mandarin. But how do you pronounce them? All right, so the correct pronunciation in Mandarin is 煎饺, 煎饺. Just repeat after me. 煎饺, 煎饺. At this point, you might be thinking, Katrina, I haven't learned anything. How can I know I'm pronouncing it correctly or not? I know nothing. Yeah, that's right. That is called instinct. So compare your instinct answer to Mandarin real pronunciation. I'm sure that your pronunciation or your guess is not far away from the pronunciation of Mandarin Chinese. That is because this is what we call pinyin. So what is pinyin? Pinyin is the pronunciation system for Mandarin Chinese language. So Mandarin Chinese, we use Roman alphabet to help people, to help us pronounce the sound of Mandarin. So as you can see right here, it's all Roman alphabet, except the things on top, the line on top, which I will explain later in our course. So this is pronounced 煎饺, pot sticker. Remember, the goal of this lesson is just to get familiar the sound, the rhythm of Mandarin Chinese. This is not, we are not getting into how to learn pronounce pinyin system. Don't get nervous and don't worry. The next one, if you see this, how would you pronounce that? Try to use your instinct when you see these Roman alphabet, which we call pinyin. How would you pronounce that? 豆腐, 豆腐, that is tofu, 豆腐, 豆腐. Okay, I hope that your instinct pronunciation is not far away from our pronunciation, all right? 豆腐. Next one, how would you pronounce it? 蛋糕. 蛋糕, it means cake. 蛋糕, 蛋糕. Next one. How would you pronounce that? It means ice cream. 冰淇淋, 冰淇淋, 冰淇淋. Okay, I hope that your instinct pronunciation is not far away from our pronunciation in Mandarin. The last one is, how would you pronounce this one? 虾子, 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 虾子. It means shrimp. From our previous examples, you might find that one thing, which is that most sound of Mandarin Chinese when you look at the pinyin, the Roman alphabet, you look at the pinyin, it's mostly sound intuitive, which means that when you see the spelling pinyin, you probably can guess how it sounds with intuition. So it's pretty intuitive, except for some sounds that it's not so close to English sounds because it's Mandarin and we just use a Roman letter to help pronouncing Mandarin Chinese. And second, you see, for example, this is cake, we just learned. 蛋糕, 蛋糕. So, each syllable, you will see initial sound, 的, and the final sound, 安. And the tone, you see the line on top? That's we call tone line, which we will explain later. So one sound, one syllable, is consists of initial sound, the beginning sound, and the final sound, and tone. So, de, an, dan, beginning sound, final sound, and the tone. And the second one is the same. You will have ge is the beginning sound, and ao is the final sound, gao, that's the tone. And together, that means cake. So in this lesson, you learn how we consist the sound of Mandarin Chinese. And in our following video lessons, we're going to talk about in depth the tones, the initial sounds, and the final sound, and last vocabulary practice. Have fun and relax, learn with our Smart Mandarin course, and I will see you in the next one. 再见!